March 6, 2012, Mass Effect 3 ended the excellent trilogy of the original Mass Effect, of Commander Shepard's story and everything of that nature. And then, in 2015, we had the announcement of Mass Effect Andromeda, a brand new action role-playing video game developed by BioWare and published by Electronic Arts, or most notably as EA. This was the fourth major entry in the Mass Effect series, and Mass Effect fans were worried, but excited, because of how great that original trilogy was. And, well, here we are now. The game released on March 21st, 2017, and it was not great. It pretty much died on arrival. Bugs everywhere. Game really not upping the standard, and the story truly not being everything that it possibly could have been. Mass Effect Andromeda was a big disappointment to many Mass Effect fans, and for me in particular, where Mass Effect, the original trilogy, is one of my favorite trilogies of all time, and especially the second and third game are one of my favorite games of all time. I adore those games to pieces, and when I got Mass Effect Andromeda first day, I didn't even beat it. In fact, I tried playing it multiple times over the last couple of years, and I just couldn't get through it. But thankfully, because of the Mass Effect Legendary Edition, my love for the Mass Effect franchise came back. I loved what they did with these remasters, and I thought, hey, it's time for me to dive into Mass Effect Andromeda and actually give it a fair shot. And this is how Mass Effect Andromeda is in 2021. Now guys, I'm one of your hosts of Critics Play Games. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you guys are new here and you guys love talking games on a daily basis, make sure to hit that like and subscribe button so you don't miss out on content like this over here on a daily basis. Hit that notification bell. Let us know what other kind of video essays or other sorts of video game topics that you'd love to talk about. And, well, comment down below your guys' thoughts on what you guys think about Mass Effect Andromeda and, in general, the entire series. And I think for me, Mass Effect Andromeda has been very much a punching bag for the last couple of years, but me finally being able to put at least 35 to 40 hours into the game, thank God, because it was on Game Pass. I really did not want to spend the money on this game, and I didn't have to, but I was still able to jump into it and actually give it a fair try. The story for Mass Effect Andromeda incorporates a little bit more of a lighter tone than the previous installments. It utilizes open world elements and placed an emphasis on exploration. In fact, most of the traditional gameplay up to this point was very much refined to just be go here, go there, do this mission, do this mission. Nothing was very much open world. It was less cover-based, it was more mobile, you were faster, and very much the game is the largest of any of the others that we've ever seen. It offered this freedom to focus on either main quests, side quests, and it had this unique aspect to it that I think on paper really was a unique idea. Player pretty much assumes the role of either Scott or Sarah Ryder, an inexperienced military recruit who joins the initiative and wakes up in Andromeda and following a 634-year sleeper ship journey. Events transpire that result in Ryder becoming humanity's pathfinder, which is pretty much like the top tier. This is who is going to help settle a new colony in this galaxy, who is now tasked with finding a new home world for humanity while also dealing with an antagonistic alien species known as the Ket, uncovering the secrets of a mysterious synthetic intelligence species also known as the Remnant. Like I mentioned, on paper, this idea was fantastic, and I think I kind of understood what they were going for. They were very much going in a different direction than the Mass Effect universe. Yes, it's still space. Yes, it's still RPG. Yes, you can definitely still in this universe and definitely kill lots of different aliens and mercenaries, but the biggest aspect for why Mass Effect Andromeda's concept is actually kind of brilliant is the fact that it did take in a different direction, very much not even tying into that original trilogy whatsoever, besides a couple Easter eggs here and there where you hear the sweet serenading voice of Liara at one point in time if you really are digging for it. But for me, jumping into the character where I played as Sarah Ryder for a bit, and I didn't really dig her character, so I kind of jumped back to Scott, and I kind of dug Scott a little bit more in here. But even with that said, the concept of actually going to different planets, exploring them, and settling colonies in these, I think on paper is just awesome and really fun and different. And I like that exploration type of element, because in the previous Mass Effect games, it was very linear, and that's fine. But here's where it doesn't work at, is the fact that let's just get to the cons of why Mass Effect Andromeda still does not work in 2021, but there are still good aspects to it, and I do not believe that this game is as bad as everyone has always made it out to be. Flat out though, the first act of this game is terrible. It is absolutely slow, paced, and meanders so much until you actually get to the meat of the story. Finally meet the new race, the Angera. I was sweeped into here, and I love their culture. I love their aspect, their life, their religion. I love them, and I think Jahl is probably one of the best top tier Mass Effect characters to that point. I was so very much impressed with how they were able to bring this new alien species to life, because the cat, the new antagonist to this, they're not great. I can definitely tell you that, but at least one of them was. Once they finally come into the picture and you actually get a little bit more depth into them, that's when the story starts to truly take off. Again, the first 5 hours of this game, very boring. But even then, I wouldn't even go as far to say that the story continues to keep you on edge. The thing that really kept me on edge was trying to figure out how to finish the cut off, how to save this, and really pushing to get to the ending. The thing that really much kept me going throughout this game, because for the missions, it's a lot of backtracking. Go here, oh, now you gotta run all the way back. Maybe you can fast travel here, but then you gotta run back here. Or hey, you have to drive this car, which I absolutely hated the car in the original Mass Effect trilogy. Thank God it actually works here. But you're gonna have to drive it here and go there, and it's, again, backtracking galore, which is typical RPG elements, but not the fun aspect of it all. And even from there, a lot of the missions are the same. Go here, explore this, look for this, find this, kill that thing. Oh, now you gotta go wipe out this evil species over here. Oh, okay, now we gotta go to this planet and do the exact same thing we did on the other planet. That aspect is boring. Now you can look at the original Mass Effect trilogy and be like, well, hey, it was pretty much go here, shoot this, do this, shoot that. The problem with that is, and the reason that the original Mass Effect trilogy worked better than this one, is because the new one, Mass Effect Andromeda, didn't have a great story to hold onto, pushing you through. It felt like you were truly meandering throughout the entire thing. With the backtracking, the repetitive missions, and all that nature, and even a terrible opening act, which I can totally understand why many people never finished the game, it became the reason that Mass Effect Andromeda almost failed, and pretty much for the most part was dead on arrival. And it's not even to speak about the bugs. Now I get it, we're in 2021, there are still a lot of bugs. There was one point where I got out of the car trying to shoot at something, and my character had his arms hung over his head, and I wasn't able to go into cover. I wasn't able to jump around or shoot until I got back in the car and kept jumping in and out to try and get the bug unfixed. And it finally did it, but I ended up dying from the boss, and I can tell you right now, I was not happy. But if we're going back to the pros, let's talk about why Mass Effect Andromeda and how it's still kind of good in 2021. Not as bad as everyone says. I got the worst out of the way. Again, I love the concept. And even going forward, the combat is the best it has ever been. I do miss the old school go behind cover, shoot, shoot, shoot. But I love how you were able to really much deal up what you wanted to do. You can be different aspects, different classes, you can switch on the pace. It doesn't matter what skill base you are able to switch and pick how you want to fight in this game. And I actually think while it gives you a lot of options and can be very overwhelming at first, I ended up loving that because I picked some aspects of the soldier and the vanguard, where in the previous Mass Effect series, I was never able to do that. But in this one, I was able to, and I was just a beast in the field. And I love that. And I love how fast paced the combat was in here. That became one of the most entertaining things, was leveling up, getting to the highest level and unlocking that next ability. I already mentioned how great the Jahl was as a character, but even speaking about it, this is kind of where, again, most Mass Effect games, they have some great characters and they have some boring characters. To be honest, most of the characters were not the best, but three that did work out for me was, again, Jahl, Cora, and PB. I think these three characters were actually some of the most interesting characters to really talk to, listen to, and actually have conversations with. The rest, I did not give one shit to ever go have a conversation with, unless I had to for a mission. And that can very much get in the way. The other characters you actually meet along the way in this universe add to a whole new perspective. Again, the Angera, the whole new species in here. There are some really cool, interesting side characters in there that you get to meet. And I think if you're playing this game, that will be the big aspect of going through this, is the combat and meeting new characters and adventuring to new worlds. And like I mentioned once again, the concept is the best part about it. And when it's working, it is firing on all cylinders. I loved exploring at times, and I loved finding new areas and new secrets and going across pretty much these giant spans of planets. I understood what they were going for. But for me, while it is a new kind of thing in the Mass Effect universe, this is not the fourth installment in the game. Like, it's the fourth installment of the franchise, but it is definitely not the actual fourth game that I wanted to play. And I know they're making a new one right now, and I'm hoping that will actually save this franchise, because right now I think the franchise, besides the Legendary Edition coming out, it's kind of dead on the water. Mass Effect Andromeda in 2021 is still a buggy mess. The opening act is terrible, and in fact, some of the characters are absolutely boring. The story is not the best either, but it does keep you at least intrigued because of the exploration. But when the exploration gets down to the same repetitiveness of the same area you're looking at, or the same mission, or the same objective, it can become very repetitive, making me to the point by the end of the game where in the middle of it, I was like, okay, I'm intrigued, I want to see where this goes. By the end, I was just rushing through to get to the very end, and I dug the ending. And there are some characters that I really adored in here. I loved Korra, I loved PB, and I loved the Jahl. I loved this new alien race that we learned about. And while the Ket are kind of boring, maybe if you expand on them in the future, you possibly could get a little bit more, since there were a couple little cliffhangers here and there. But Mass Effect Andromeda was not a hit. It was dead on arrival. And even in 2021, it's not a game that feels like... It feels like EA kind of went, all right, that didn't work, let's move on to the next thing. It pretty much did. I think BioWare still has it in them to give the best Mass Effect game yet. And even though I think 3 and 2 are pretty much tied for that, 2 probably being still my favorite, I believe that maybe in the future this next Mass Effect game will be the best. And overall, I enjoyed Andromeda, but it was not the game. It was not the mess everyone made it out to be, but it definitely wasn't the best Mass Effect game yet. Combat's great. I loved some of the characters. 2021 Mass Effect Andromeda is still a disappointment. Thank you guys so much for clicking on this. You guys are seriously all the best. I cannot wait to hear your guys' thoughts on this. We have a bunch of great content coming up in the future, so make sure to hit that like and subscribe button. Again, I'm Zach, one of your main hosts of Critics Play Games. And of course, thank you so much for watching. So of course, until next time, stay classy.